A leader of the nation that beat the coronavirus when it was the summer in the Southern Hemisphere. So you beat every virus in the summer because nobody's sick in the summer. The nation that beat the coronavirus by everyone getting a tan. But don't listen to that Donald Trump. UV is clearly a conspiracy theory. Never mind that nobody gets sick in the summer. Has nothing to do with the fact that they're in the sun all the time. There's no correlation whatsoever because Trump said it. She said, the vaccinated, we're protecting the unvaccinated from the vaccinated. So what? Let's think about the logic of this vaccine, according to this demoness. All it does, in theory, is nothing. All it does is nothing. All it does is hypothetically, in their like four tests they did, hypothetically, it stops you from getting as bad symptoms as possible. Let's just take that at face value. Fine. So you're 85 years old and you're obese. And you said, for me, the mathematics are worth the risk. You know, all, you know, cooperation with abortion aside. I'm just saying the basic mechanism. Fine. Fair enough. You take that risk. You know, you say my chances of dying are like 30% because I'm like an unhealthy bastard. I've been smoking my whole life and I'm like 480 pounds. And you want to see your whatever. You want to live for a few more months. I don't know. That's your reasons. Fine. But it does nothing for most people, except make them sick, of course. So she's just saying, we're protecting the unvaccinated from the vaccinated. So apparently the vaccine turns you into a weapon. And it's not shedding. We're not talking about, like, you know, we're not going to get on rabbit. But just, now you got to be protected from the vaccinated if you're unvaccinated. My goodness gracious, then they should lock down the vaccinated. Oh, goodness. We need a new, Justin, we need a new, not just the gulag. And I forgot to, I apologize, guys. I got so into it. I was literally, the song was on, and I saw this across my Twitter feed. Because I'm always looking for things to talk about. And I had to go for it. So I forgot to do the intro. We'll do it tomorrow, I promise, when we do another gulag. But we need something else. Not Clown World, because Steve Cunningham already did that. But it's like, Charles Coulomb always talks about, there's that scene from Rocky Horror Picture Show. When I was in grade five, was it grade five? Oh, grade four or five. We had to do this stupid thing at my school. It was like a system-wide thing called Dance Fest, I think it was called. It was basically a way of embarrassing yourself, like a lot of things are in elementary school. And every class, or grade, I should say, every cohort, they had to put together a dance. And then there would be the Dance Fest. Producer just messages me, unvaccinated is the best weapon for ISIS. Yeah. We had to do this dance. We had to do the Rocky Horror Picture Show theme song. Let's do the time warp, you know, the time warp song. Anyway, that was a dumb thing. But Charles Coulomb always says, you know, there's a line from that movie, Stay Sane Inside Insanity. I think we got to make a new segment, Justin. Let's talk about this after the show. Stay sane, or on the break, stay sane inside insanity. We got to find the most insane. This is like, this is a gulag. I'm not sure if it's a gulag or if it's a stay sane inside insanity. It's something. It's something. Anyway, so Jacinda Ardern, have fun in the gulag. And I don't know, you're nuts. Like, congratulations on being a total another whack job because you just said the unvaccinated are at risk from the vaccinated. You're the craziest person who's ever had that accent. So good for you. Okay, well, we were talking about the social credit system. So the article actually just went up on LifeSite. And it's, I'll put it in the chat, actually. And it's called, Are COVID Passports a Trojan Horse for Introducing a Worldwide Social Credit System? Again, we had a background of that before the break, and possible. Yep, totally possible. Wouldn't doubt it. But what does that mean? What's the point? What's the mechanism? You know, there's more to it than just Alex Jones screaming on us on a TV, as fun as that is to watch. So her name is Melissa. It's one of those super Irish names. It's C-I-U-M-M-E-I. Melissa Chimay or something, they were pronouncing it with their Irish accents. Melissa Jamay is an Irish independent financial advisor. She's convinced that vaccine passports are ultimately about controlling your life to the point of implementing a global social credit system. Ireland is struggling through a very stringent lockdown that rivals the toughest on earth. Along with Canada, Australia, France, and other places, Ireland has segregated its population into categories of vaccinated and unvaccinated, and has thereby barred the unvaccinated from legal participation in most activities. Chimay appeared on an independent Irish political program called Iconoclast 1-to-1, and that's linked in this article, which is in the Crusader chat room, Stadium chat room. It's quite a good little program. It looks like a new set, like they put some money into it, and they've got some interesting stuff, interesting guests. I can't vouch for everything everyone said. I'm just saying it's an interesting show. And has startling things to say about the real motivation and goal behind the growing insistence on vaccine passports. At the onset, she made it very clear that she does not believe they are quote-unquote vaccine passports. And I agree with her on this. She says they're not vaccine passports. They're data passports. They're participation passports. She's right. She pointed out that there is no medical reasoning behind the implementation of certificates. You know this. I know this. The vaccines are not stopping transmission or really any serious illness or death, at least to the degree we were told. This is evident. Every day, there are new stories of breakthrough cases, diagnosis COVID, and some nations are even seeing rates of the vaccinated being higher than the unvaccinated. Hospitalized. Many have made their opinions known as to why they believe, what they believe, is the goal of this whole COVID narrative. Is it the Great Reset? It's for the New World Order. It's for the new communist global power, etc. We should note that none of these potential outcomes are mutually exclusive, and none of them is assured either. I often wonder that we might be giving the devil more than he is due by assuming that all the evil actors of the world have somehow accomplished a loyalty and fidelity to a common goal that even the good guys cannot approach. In any case, something absurd and mysterious is happening, and it's bad, irrespective of intended outcome, motivation, or who is pulling the strings. You've likely heard of the social credit system, which we talked about before the break. If you haven't, pretty much what it is, if you're just joining us now in the Kennedy Profession, you're in the second half of the first hour. Basically, if you have unacceptable views, which is every unacceptable political views, which is everyone listening to this show, you are not going to get a loan under the social credit system. If you use too much carbon, you cut your utilities off, even if you can pay for them. You know, it's that sort of thing. Admittedly, the way some commentators present the idea is a bit pie in the sky. And it's one thing to suggest the powers that be want to control every aspect of your life. Now, it's quite another to impugn the correct motive and is as or more difficult to identify the applicable mechanism. That's one thing I've been saying is, okay, you give me the conspiracy theory, but what's the motive? What's the mechanism? It's not enough to just say, look, bad guys are saying bad things. You know, I mean, one of the hardest parts too of navigating through this whole narrative has been keeping your head, hasn't it? You know, I mean, it's like it's a conspiracy. Well, of course it's a conspiracy. Every bad thing done to oppress people, etc., all of that is a conspiracy. Fine. The conspiracy just means, you know, to try to do something bad clandestinely. And that's no problem. And, of course, we're seeing that. But what is the point? And why are they doing it? What's the motive? Sorry, my son just walked in. Classic. 2-year-olds today. In any case, she has some good ideas about that. She offers a unique take as to why this is happening and what the purpose is. So she says she does believe the passports are for a social credit system of sorts, and her background in finance gives a unique perspective as to the impetus for this. In the interview, she made reference to the fact that our civilization has operated on a fiat currency system for about 50 years. For the uninitiated, fiat currency is essentially currency not based in any hard or material resource like gold, but is, according to Chimay, backed by nothing. It's a currency because the government says it is. This is the mystery of the market, let's say. This will get people to start throwing tomatoes at me for, you believe in the free market, this magical thing. No. Well, I believe in the free market so far as people make free decisions. But my point is, The market is a strange thing, isn't it? I mean, wherever you go, it's like this. It's like this natural law of human behavior, where people will make decisions about what things are worth. It's kind of that's actually a science. Well, it's an economic term called catalactics. What that means is, it's basically the process of figuring out how much things are worth. You see this every day. If you use Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, we have a system in Canada called Kijiji. I don't know what the name's from. That's our Craigslist. It's literally called Kijiji. Figure it out. I don't know. And it's, we don't have Craigslist here. It's just the online thing. Use whatever thing you use. You know, a pair of skates that you bought last year, new, were $85. And this year, you're happy to get 50 for them. The skates haven't changed, but there's a new pair out. You're happy somebody gives you $50 for them. You use them five or six times. There's nothing wrong with them. I mean, you could, they do have the same amount of functionality as the new ones, but for some reason that no one's just willing to pay that much for new skates. It's a very strange thing. This is called catalactics. This is this idea where you figure out the costs of things based on the market, which is human beings acting and interacting with each other in an activity of commerce. And those values, they really are subjective. You can take a rock out of the ground and it's worth $0, unless somebody really wants that for their art piece, and then it's for them, it's worth $1,000. Who knows? It's a very subjective thing. One of the ways that you can regulate to the best of your ability some sort of consistency in costs, for one, that happens naturally because people have to do commerce with each other and they kind of know what they can afford. But another way is you have a standard for currency. You have something that you can't, you know, you can't produce more of whatever the resource is based on. Usually it's gold or some metal or something. You can't do more than that. So you can't just go printing money because there's nothing there. You can't just print more than you're going to have available. When you have a fiat system, which is what we have, it's basically just based on confidence. I mean, the government essentially prints the money that they decide is worth. But you see, over time, your purchasing power goes down. We call this inflation. You know, we love to look at former times and we say, you know, wow, you know, $1,000 in 1950, that's like $10,000 today. Ooh, crazy. Like, money's worth so much more now. That's what people think. It's the opposite.